What's up, everybody? Hey, I want to welcome you to Engaging Heaven today. I need to tell you that you were created for the supernatural. God has a plan for your life. In the next few moments, we're going to feed your spirit. We're going to cut through the fluff and get to the stuff. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today. What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engaging Heaven today. I'm James Levesque. Want to thank you for tuning in, making us a part of your day. Wow, great responses from last week. Want to thank all of you for listening. We're going to call this one Running Out of Power. Running out of power. You know, we're blessed. We travel the world. We see so many things happening across the country. And the Lord has always been so faithful. People will come serve, intern, lead, volunteer. You know, the Bible says that in the day of his power, people will freely give. And I've always believed that. We're blessed. This current round of interns and help and future staff, I mean, let's be real, it's a different breed. Look, I'm 38 years old now. You know, these kids are coming in at 18 years old. I realize right away there's a little gap difference, you know. There's an ideals difference. You want to help them. You want to father them. You want to mentor them. And then last week, you know, there's times that things happen. I just get these red flags, and I'll never forget. I'm trying to get a hold of one of them. We got a big weekend. It might have been Easter weekend or something, or we just had a conference. And one texted me back really, really late and said, "Oh, I'm so sorry. My phone died." And to be honest with you, I had to check the calendar because I was like, wait, we are in 2018, right? Like, I remember when they first came out with cell phones and I had this like busted up Ericsson with the pull up antenna. And if I would have told you then my phone died, it would have made total sense. You would have been like, yeah, of course your phone died. You know, you have a charger that we've never seen before. But today, when someone says to me, my phone died, I'm like, what? And then God bless the most amazing anointed worship leader on the planet. But my own worship pastor, Sarah Nichols, same thing happened. It was like a couple hours go by, I realized she's fighting to be mom of the year with all those kids. And she said, oh, I'm sorry, my phone was dead. And I got to tell you, friends, I don't even know how, like, honestly, if we set myself up in a competition and was like, all right, the goal today is to make your phone die, I'm not even sure that would even be possible for me. Now, it's not because I don't use my phone. Of course, I use my phone, and I'll probably use it more than most of you, to be honest with you. But the truth is, everywhere I go is a charger. Like, there's no such thing as not having a phone charger. If I'm home, I have one. I have one on many counters. When I go into my car, either one, all three, they're there. When I go into the office, there's a phone charger. When you go to an airport, now they're like, oh, here's a free phone charger. I couldn't even imagine today living in a day where you literally don't have a charger for your phone. Like, is that really a thing that your charger's dying? I mean, your phone's dying? Which only leads me to think, I mean, look, the interns don't get a pass. The worship pastor does. She's running around being a mom and doing all her wonderful things on the globe. But the point is, your phone's dying? Which leads me to think of so many spiritual parallels in life about running out of power. Like, if there was ever a day that, like, the Christians I know and around the world are just like, the power level is low. Like, I don't know what you do on your cell phone. You either put, like, you know, you can either put, like, the graphic of the battery. Like, oh, it's getting low. Oh, now my battery's red. I better charge it. Or I do the percentage. I'm percentage guy, right? Oh, I'm at 57. As I'm recording this to you right now, I'm at 95%. I'm recording this at 5 a.m. in the morning in Seattle, Washington. So understand, my phone is always charging. I'm a percentage guy. Look, I don't like the, if the thing starts dipping in the 50s, I know that I've got to plug it in. If it's a rare day and I'm traveling the world and I'm in Egypt somewhere, maybe then it'll be like, oh, my phone hit 40%. No, let's be honest. Even when I'm on a missions trip, I have so many backup battery packs. I have so many extra chargers. I couldn't imagine a day of not having power for my phone. And the Bible tells us time and time again to be filled with the Spirit, to not let our oil run out, to not be clouds without rain, to not you can't draw from a dry well. And the oil of the Holy Spirit is the only thing we have. Friends, it's all we need. And when we run low on power naturally for our phone, we miss out. Let me tell you something. When you run low on spiritual power, when you're running low on oil and your lamp isn't burning, you're no use to anybody. After the break, we're going to talk about a scripture and talk about how we can continuously be filled. Woo! Make sure your batteries are charged. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
Rebecca here. We want to thank you for tuning into the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. As always, please subscribe to our daily devotionals. And when you get a moment, leave feedback and let others know how you're being blessed. You can find more information at www.engagingheaven.com.
What's up, everybody? We're back. We're talking about running out of power. You know, a cell phone, I got people around me. It's crazy. Never seen that before. But aside from the cell phone, it's important that you realize God wants you to stay filled. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18, Paul says that we would be filled with the Spirit. That being filled is actually a crazy word. When you break down that word be, in the natural, it just seems like, oh, I just need to be filled. But the truth is that word is it's translated a continuous be, like a never-ending be, like a be filled, like a non-stop being filled. Think about the things in our life that we've got to fill up, right? You got to fill up your gas tank. You got to fill up your fridge with food. You got to fill up your phone. We got to realize that our lamps, every one of us has an internal lamp, and we cannot let that lamp run out of oil. You ever meet Christians? It's like, I meet people, I know they used to be on fire for God. They used to love the Holy Spirit. And then you meet them and have a conversation and you're like, dang, dog, your oil has run out. Or I meet people that were touched by the move of God and I just want to shake them and say, man, why are you not passionate for the things of God anymore? Like, what happened to you? I know what happened. Their cell phone died. Their oil in their hearts and their lamps ran out. And you got to realize, people look at me and they say, well, man, Pastor James, you know, it seems like you're always on fire for God. No, you don't wake up every single day with a full lamp. This is years of knowing that I'm not going to live any day of my life without a full lamp of oil. Every day I have to touch heaven and tap into the oil supply and allow God to fill me afresh for what he's called me to do. I'm not going to run out in this earth with no cell phone. I'm not going to run out into this earth with not enough oil to do everything that he's called me to do. You don't even know the conversations that are going to be ahead of you today. You have no clue of the divine appointments and the opportunities that God wants to place in front of you. But if your oil is run out, and if your oil is burning low, then that's a sign to regroup. I see it with moms all the time. I see it with business owners. I see it with CEOs that come to me. And many times when they're worn out, burnt out, stressed out, it's always going to be connected to the fact that they don't have any oil in their lamp. What am I talking about? Staying filled with the Holy Spirit. Knowing when you're strong, I call it inside strong. When I'm not strong on the inside, I can't be strong on the outside. When my internal spiritual battery is not charged, when I'm not giving extended times of worship and reading the word and all these things, you are a different person and so am I. And how many times do I have to, these moms are heroes to me and it's so noble, but you better stay charged. CEOs, lots of responsibility, lots of budgets, lots of money. You better stay charged. And one thing I realize is just so many people are running out of power. They're running out of patience. They're running out of peace. They're running out of joy. And you can't blame God for that because his oil is unlimited. Now listen, if you're listening to this podcast, clearly there's something in you that wants more. So look, we've already, you got most of the hard work done. But I want to encourage you with this podcast. Get more of him. Make time for God. Let your power be full on the inside. Because there's so many more things that I believe God calls many of you to. And those opportunities don't come because we're not filled. Promotion. Because we're not filled. Those interns have so much more ahead of them, but when they're not able to communicate, they cut themselves off from increasing. So what are the things in your life? You know, when your battery doesn't charge and you realize that your phone doesn't stay charged, there's like apps, there's websites, people call Apple. And they say, man, I want to know why my battery doesn't stay charged. Something is draining my battery. And you Android users, I mean, I remember I tried to do an Android phone for like 2 weeks. There was so many widgets and gadgets and weather bugs running in the background. I didn't even have enough battery to last an hour. What are the things in your life that is draining your internal batteries? What are the things, let me be honest here, what are the poo of the people? Come on, somebody. Who are the people in your life that are draining your battery? Who are the people in your life that are draining your power? Make sure you stay filled and make sure that when you're around certain circumstances and situations and people, that you know you're outputting. You know that you're turning GPS on. You know that you're digging from your well and you're going to transform the room and the atmosphere. It's time to do a self-check, friends. Find out what is what and who and what and how is draining your power. Because the other day, somebody was telling me they just don't have energy to get to church. And they don't, you know, we're planting lots of churches and increasing so much in the Northeast. Service times are changing. Someone's like, oh, it's just so early to get up. I don't have the energy. And my wife, she's just in the kitchen puttering around being beautiful. And she goes, it's so sad that God always gets the bad rap. We have energy to work all week. We all have energy to wake up at 6 and 7 o'clock in the morning for whatever the world's telling us to do. But then when it comes to spiritual things, it's optional. Oh, my back. Well, funny how your back didn't hurt Monday through Friday. It's priorities. It's because you told your back, you're not going to hurt. I got to make money. Staying filled. Don't give God the scraps because you have no energy because you get drained all week long. Because you're not staying filled with the Holy Ghost. Staying filled with the Spirit. It's not just going to be vital in the days ahead, friends. It's going to be essential. It's going to be essential. It's going to be essential that people know what the Lord is doing, what he's saying, what the word of the Lord is. So I charge you today, be filled with the Spirit. Remove every obstacle that is draining you. Your power, your time, your energy, be focused and start overcoming and do all that God's called you to do. We love you. Recording from a new studio on the road. You're rocking with Engaging Heaven today.
On behalf of Pastor James Levesque, we want to thank you for tuning in to the Engaging Heaven Today podcast. If you're ever in the Connecticut area, join us at Engaging Heaven Church. We're the one church with two locations, New London and West Haven. For more details, go to our website at www.engagingheaven.com.